Good evening, Ambit Nation. This is National Consultant Mary Amuedo. We are so excited to welcome you to this Sunday Business Builder call. Our special guest tonight is going to be Scott Hedson. He's the president of retail operations for Vistra Energy. I know most of us heard from him for the first time at Ambition this past year, and we heard him again yesterday. And I know Richard and I are very excited about what's to come in 2020. I just want to remind everybody a couple of things. That if you were at Simulcast, whether you came live or you streamed online, you are qualified for a discounted rate for Ambition, which is our annual convention, which is held in Dallas over Labor Day weekend. You can get all those details and register at events.ambitenergy.com. The discounted rate is only going to go until Tuesday, so make sure you get yourself registered and don't miss that opportunity. It is a definite must-attend event. A lot of promotions are tied to your attendance, but there's nothing like being there. We have never missed an Ambition ever in the 13 years we've been involved with Ambit, including the year and a half that we lived in Japan. We made sure we were back in Texas for that event. It's that important. So I'm going to turn it over to Richard.
All right. Thanks, hon. Hey, guys. Glad you guys were on. We've got a full house tonight. I'm sure we'll have others still popping on, but just to touch in real quick. We do have our special guest, Scott Hedson, on the line, president of retail there at Vistra Energy. So I want to make sure, though, that that Scott is on real quick. Scott, can you just let us know that you're on real quick before I go into these other introductions here on a few other points?
I'm certainly on the line. So good evening, Richard and Mary. Thanks for having me, and hello to all the ECs that are out there.
Well, awesome. Well, we're gonna jump in here real quick, so just hang tight 1 second. I just want to let everybody know a couple other things. Mary mentioned about making sure you get registered for Ambition, because that is going to end very, very soon, obviously. The other thing is that also they made a special announcement for the Ambit Go Cards, which those of you who have been around for a little while know that that was a program that Mary and I had piloted to help people gather customers on a more quickly basis and have something that they could really exchange to get copies of bills and reward people for giving referrals and so forth. They've done some special pricing. So right now they've got it's 25 cards for $50, normally at $75 for 25 cards. And they just announced and released that they're going to have a Spanish version of that card as well. So make sure you go into the Ambit store and take a peek at that. And I would gobble those up because I actually don't know how long that's actually going to last. So I hadn't even checked in with corporate on that to see how long it's going to last. The other thing is that we also just launched Ambit Power Trip for the springtime. That's going to be the weekend after Easter. So it's going to be April 16th, 17th, 18th. And it's great that we've got Scott on the line tonight because he attended his first Power Trip up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. With Sydney Seeger, the chief marketing officer, and they are again going to be in Dallas April 16th, 17th. Well, they're not going to be those 3 days. They're going to be there the Friday night of the Q&A session that we do. That's a tradition for Ambit, which would be on April 17th. So you can go to ambitpowertrip.com and get your early bird tickets. That pricing that's up right now is only going to run through next Monday, so that's going to be only up for about a week.
I do want to note also that if you have to choose right now which event you're going to register for right now between Power Trip and Ambition, if you've gone to Simulcast, get your Ambition ticket, get that low rate. We are probably going to extend early bird one more week just because things overlap, because we want people to have a chance to register for both. With the promos that we've got going on, you certainly can make some money, so you can have a little extra cash in your pocket to do that.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, I want to make sure that we welcome and bring on President of Retail Sales for Vistra Energy, Scott Hedson. Scott, you there?
I am here, Richard.
One more time. All right. Fantastic. Well, it was great being up in Hartford, Connecticut with you this just yesterday. And it was quite the experience with having the snow blow in on us as well.
You know, we got to spend a little extra time with you, more so than the average consultant, because we got to spend time with you at Power Trip, and we got to see you during rehearsal. And a lot of consultants just don't really know your background. They've seen you from Ambition and saw you at Power Trip. But can you give us a little bit of background into who you are and kind of how you came to be where you're at with Vistra?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. You know, so You know, I never thought I would get into the retail, you know, power business when I was growing up in Baltimore, Maryland, you know, and in high school. But, you know, you sort of take a circuitous route throughout your career and you end up someplace. And I tell you, I can't enjoy where I am right now more than I have in any other, you know, opportunity that I've had in my career. But, you know, just, you know, grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm the son of a high school English teacher, and my mom was a pediatrician. And I said this up at Power Trip that, you know, both were Depression era babies. And if you know what that means, it means that they, you know, really wanted us to focus on, you know, sort of education and hard work. And that's what they always emphasized, you know, to my older brother and I. And those things really have paid off, you know, for me. I've been very fortunate in my life and my career that I had the opportunity, as I told people, you know, up in Hartford, that, you know, I had a chance to go to Yale University in New Haven right there in Connecticut. I then went on to law school and got my law degree and practiced law for a number of years, but then really got fascinated by consumer services and marketing and just have had a really wonderful career. But you know, I can't, you know, thank my parents enough for instilling really those two values, you know, in me. And that's what I try and pass along to, you know, my children. I've got twins, boy-girl twins that are 15 and an older daughter who is and 17. And I kind of remind them that of, you know, every day.
That's awesome. That's great. You know, this obviously being your first simulcast, what can you tell us just a little bit about your experience and maybe some of even, you know, the conversations that Jim or Sydney and you might have had? I don't know, maybe you had them yesterday, maybe you had some today, but just kind of some of the feedback or takeaways that everyone kind of had on the Vistra side of being a part of simulcast for the first time.
Oh, man, I tell you, well, first of all, it was such an exciting event. So much enjoyed, you know, sort of meeting, you know, face-to-face a lot of the names that, you know, I had heard over the past, you know, sort of 2.5 months. And, you know, Mary said something that I thought really struck with me is you really need to get to know people, you know, just, you know, for who they are. And that's what I really took out of, you know, the meals that we had together over the course, you know, of the 2 days, as well as just the time backstage, you know, to hear, you know, the stories of some of the best direct marketing leaders in the country. And that certainly helped. But, you know, to talk about sort of what happened right after the event, you know, Jim and I were on the phone. So, you know, he just wanted to share with me his excitement, what he felt down from the crowd in Houston, and just said that he thought folks were incredibly, you know, genuine and hardworking. And that's the impression that we get, but also he sensed the level of excitement. I think people are really up for making 2020 the best year yet for Ambit. And we just talked more about, hey, let's get back in the office and get back to work to see what we can do to support the network.
Yeah, it was a great day. It was, I mean, really enjoyed everything that, you know, you, Sydney, and Jim had to share. I wish that came from different perspectives. For some reason, Mary feels inspired that she thinks she needs to go do a half marathon right now. And I'm not really all that inspired to do that.
It was a combination of two things, Scott. So Jim talking about his Ironman, which I promise you I will never do an Ironman, though one of my dear friends just completed her first Ironman. But my sister, who's a marathon runner, ran in another half marathon today, and she's like, you should come down and run. I was like, sorry, I'm in Connecticut. So then it was kind of a little bit of coming from both ways. So maybe this
well,
year I'll run a half marathon.
Well, I tell you, Mary, it's sort of, you got to experience, you know, Jim, you know, once in a presentation where he talks about those accomplishments. I have to live through that day after day. So, you know, I always seem to have the bar reset for me every time I go into work. But I'm so glad he shared that story with everybody. It really is an amazing, you know, accomplishment and such a great lesson about how you overcome adversity if you have a plan and you just get after it. And that, as he said, you know, when he opened the presentation. It really is not his nature to do that. He's a very humble person, does not like to talk about himself. He has never shared that story with the employees at Vistra. So it was really special that he thought that it was meaningful enough and important enough to share that story, with the network first. And I'm really glad he did.
Yeah, well, it was definitely well received. I want to kind of touch in because, I mean, obviously there are people that for whatever reason were not able to attend online this, or they weren't there at the live event. And this is recorded, so obviously this is going to be heard many times over and over by thousands of consultants. Your talk of like some of, I would say, your core initiatives, and I know we don't have as much time to get into the details that you did before, but if you could just kind of touch on those points where you were talking about kind of the main core initiatives for Ambit as you see it, which is starting off with, matching generation, and kind of talk a little bit how you see that, the plan coming into play with Vistra and Ambit fitting together.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll just hit them real, quickly. And we gave a lot of thought to what we want to go after first, because as we talked about, up in Hartford, this is going to be a bit of an evolution and there's going to be constant change. They're not going to be, a lot of big bangs. So I refer to it more as an evolution than a revolution. But, the first place we're going to start is, matching Vistra generation with Ambit customers. And just to give people the feel for the size of the company, we generate enough power, at Vistra to power about 20 million households, and Vistra, with all its brands, including Ambit, only has 4.5 million customers. In industry speak, we try and talk about percentages, and gen load match was about 60%, but candidly, what that means is we just have a lot of power that we can sell to customers, and so we're ready to really bring on the customers and grow the business with you. But what I wanted to point out was that, we have recognized that, Ambit went through, some tough times with the polar vortex and, exiting the gas markets, and has been through, some difficult years and times. And we think that the capabilities that we have around, power generation and risk management are really going to add value, there. So that was really the first, point. The second is just the capabilities that we have around new product development. And we're going to introduce new products to Ambit. And, Sydney talked about how that all started at our Insights Lab, back in December when we had folks in, some of the top leadership, to help us talk about, let's brainstorm some different product concepts, see if they would resonate with the customer base and if they would resonate with the consultants. So we'll be driving new products, into the market over the course of the year. The other thing that I mentioned that I think people were a bit surprised about was, our ability to retain, customers. We've been in this business for, a long, long time. One of the first reps in the competitive markets, in Texas. So we've really honed our capabilities around how we try and, retain customers, and we do through that through specialized service queues. We do it through some things we call win back campaigns that Sydney talked about, and we'll be rolling those out in Texas so that we can bring back customers that may have left Ambit, that then I think Sydney made the point that we're not going to assign those to house accounts. We're not just going to bring those customers back in and have them roll into Vistra. They would go back to, the consultants and sort of the coded downlines. The last two came out of, frictions that we heard within the consultant network itself through the listening sessions we did. We really want to try and improve the customer experience. When you go to sign up a customer, it has to be an easy, experience. And we heard a lot about challenges with respect to third-party verification, particularly in some of the Northeast states. So we're going to take a hard, look at that. So those are really the big, sort of the big four You know, Richard, but as I said, we'll see constant change and new things coming into the space.
That's great to hear. You know, when I was listening to you, just, you know, kind of refresh on what you talked about yesterday, you know, I'm kind of reminded of Sydney's three main points that she was covering, which is where she talked about integration, renovation, innovation. And, you know, I think a lot of consultants, obviously, you know, we knew a couple months before the sale concluded. Now it's been a couple months after. And, you know, I think the normal thing for most people, since they've never ran an operation like this, the expectations are far higher to happen in a certain time frame. And we're in a season of integration, and you gave a great analogy at the breakfast we had with Keith Dowdy and his group there on Saturday morning, which was, you use this analogy of, you know, a hot air balloon. And letting go of sandbags, and over time how we let go of those sandbags. And, you know, I just want people that are listening on the call or during reporting and so forth to understand that we're going to go through a process of integration. We're not, you know, it's not a revolution like you said, and we're not at the visible renovation stages. I'm sure there's things that are going on behind the scenes that we're not going to see until it's ready to happen. But, you know, I think what most people are, you know, anticipating is having access to the systems that you guys have built over the years, and that prowess that you guys have, that we can, you know, as a company with this partnership, this merge, that we should be able to grow quicker than we ever did before. And hopefully we can be a very, very large portion of those 20 million homes that you can power.
Yeah, no, Richard, I think that's spot on. I really think that's spot on. And I don't want my comments about, listen, we're very deliberate and thoughtful about what we do, but hey, we absolutely have a sense of urgency about this, right? So we absolutely want this to be, you know, a sort of a call to action. And if I had, you know, thought about, you know, all the great presentations that folks did, you know, one of the words that I wrote down in my notes and I heard the most was, you know, just that, do something, you know, let's take action. You know, I thought Brian's comments at the end really summed it up well, to say that, you know, we've created this hope, we've created these reasons to believe, but it's going to take a massive action in order to really drive that belief forward and to see the results. So there is a sense of urgency about it, but, you know, I think what you have to realize is that, you know, Ambit, in comparison to what Vistra Energy is, Vistra just has a lot more resources at its disposal. It has a lot more, you know, investment dollars at its disposal. And, you know, candidly, we've just been in the business for a longer time, and we've had a chance to hone those, you know, sort of skill sets. So, you know, both are great companies, entrepreneurial, you know, in nature, moving into what I call, you know, a more sophisticated. I don't mean that to sound pretentious. I'm just saying we have capabilities that the Ambit folks didn't have, but they're coming together. You know, you're bringing together, you know, the finest retail electric provider in the country with the best and the largest direct selling energy company in the country. You know, good things are going to come of that, and we'll see them, you know, sort of pace out over the year.
I mean, it totally makes so much sense. I mean, Richard and I know we were super excited that Vistra was purchasing Ambit Energy, just because the magnitude of the company, how long
that's right.
And I love that, is that, you know, Vistra has been in the industry a really, really long time. So Vistra has experience that Ambit Energy didn't have. Now we have that. You know, I think about just how far we've come, Richard and myself, and the experience that we have, that, you know, here we are 13 years later after we've been in the business, we've got more experience than a brand new MC has. So we can teach new MCs a little thing or two about having success in business. And so I think that's exactly where we are with Vistra. You know, I think people don't realize how big that is when you partner with someone who just has greater resources. You've got much greater reach, you've got much greater influence, you've got much greater capabilities, and really you're able to afford the best of the best. That's one of the things that I just want to remind the field about is we were so proud in the early days that we didn't have to bootstrap an executive team with what we could afford. We got some people who have been Fortune 500 leaders and executives leading the charge, and it wasn't like trying to just bootstrap whatever we could get together and Joe Schmo from the accounting. We really hired some of the best of the best, and we just took it to a whole other level with Vistra. So we're super excited about that.
Great.
Scott, a couple of our conversations, we talked about some of the other mergers and acquisitions that have happened, let's just say mostly in Texas. And actually, in the Northeast also, because we had, you know, North American Power, you had Stream, then you had Viridian, which I don't know if Viridian was still operating as a network marketing company at the time when Crius was purchased. But the thing that I noticed most, maybe you can just share a little bit more why you guys chose to go about this a different route than some of these other mergers and acquisitions with other energy companies like NRG, is they didn't buy those network marketing channels. They created, if they kept them at all, they only kept it with an arm's length transaction with a contract relationship that has an expiration date on it, or at least a renewal date, unlike how we're kind of set up right now. Can you share a little light on that?
Yeah, I can. You know, there are lots of different ways to structure, you know, these types of transactions, but you know, what we wanted to be was, you know, very deliberate that, you know, when we knew we were going to get into a business that we had not been in before, you know, we did not have, you know, a channel or a team of network marketers, so it was new to us. You know, we talked about, listen, we want to get to know those people. We want them to be, you know, close to us, and we want the Ambit team to be a part of our Vistra family, and then we want to be as close to the consultants as we can. And, you know, I think, you know, different companies take different approaches to it, but we didn't think that we would be able to, you know, influence or drive the benefit to, you know, the team if they were at an arm's length relationship and really not close to, you know, who we are at Vistra. So that was kind of the reasoning behind it. And I think it's playing out that way. I tell you, you know, the conversations we're having daily, you know, with, you know, the Ambit team and the field themselves, I think you just get much more candid and straightforward advice, and you feel like you're on the part of the same team. You're not two, you know, separate, you know, sort of avenues. And I think that gives us a common set of goals. It, I think, gives us a common, you know, vision, and, you know, we're all in it, you know, together. But that was our reasoning, you know, before we consummated the transaction. And so far, I think it's really, you know, played out, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed with how each of you and your team has, you know, just taken the time to understand us, right? And I think you guys have obviously received that pretty well from the marketing team, Daryl and Eric's team there at Ambit, how eager everyone's trying to, how do we maximize everything? How do we take all the good and make it, you know, take 1 + 1 and equal 3, and how do we get rid of all the stuff that's a negative and get it out the door so we can really, really grow? You know, this, obviously, we just completed Simulcast this time of year. I mean, we're already talking about ambition. It's, you know, 8+ months away. You know, and this is going to be y'all's first ambition as with owning the company. But what are some of the things that you kind of see between here and ambition that you would like to see happen? You know, as far as with, you know, whether, I know you, there's only so many things you can tell us when it comes to specifics because you guys are publicly traded. But what are some of the, I guess, some of the objectives that you're really looking at to see happen on the Ambit side of the, whether it's growth, whether it's, you know, other events or, you know, more involvement with consultants coming in to the Vistra headquarters? What is it that you kind of see over the next, you know, 3-6 months before, as we're leading up to ambition?
Yeah, you know, I think if, you know, I were going to use one word to describe, you know, kind of what we're looking for, is momentum. I mean, we really are looking for, the momentum to, pick up, sort of the pace to pick up. And the metrics that we look at, every day are the number of new consultants that are joining the Ambit family. And then, it's the metric of the number of customers per consultants that they bring on. Those two metrics really are what I focus on every morning when I get in. I look at sort of what the production, is, and then I ask Sydney and I talk to the team about, what can we do more? How's the promotion going? Is it driving what we thought, that it would? But I think as you try and gain momentum, this is something, Mary said at the breakfast, and I heard several of the leaders say at simulcast, it really is the little wins. I mean, you have to celebrate, these little wins. So this is really to the field team. We see this in how we, manage, kind of a very large business across a number of different channels, that it's so important to stop and celebrate, the success, and that really helps to light, that fire under people, and then you'll get the momentum. If you set the goal too far, like if Jim said, hey, listen, I'm going to go out and I'm going to run, 26, 0.2 miles, with two broken hips, that didn't do it. What did he do? He, walked for, a mile and then ran for 3 miles. And then he did that 58 times and he ran the marathon. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the momentum to pick up, and we hope we go into Ambition with, a tremendous amount of, momentum and success for us, so that as we roll out these further changes, we have something to, to work with and to push us forward. If that happens, then, it's hard to stop something that has that type of motion. It really is. It just continues to, propel itself, and it's hard to stop that, type of forward motion.
Scott, I keep seeing that visual of what you said at the breakfast with the hot air balloon. So I do want you to share that analogy with the consultants on the line tonight. But it reminds me, we heard for years, for us, Richard and I, for 13 years, we heard Jerry and Chris say it was Ambit's job to do the heavy lifting so that we could do what we do best, which was gather customers and help people do the same thing. And you guys are doing the same thing, but it's a little different spin on it. Instead of doing the heavy lifting, you're going to cut some weight off of what we've been carrying. So can you share a little bit about that analogy with the field?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think that the, times have changed and the markets are very different, today than they were back in 2006 when, Ambit, started and had its, kind of origination back in those days, as it was for TXU Energy, because we were there as well. It was much easier to, sell based on, just, sort of price and price alone, or savings and savings alone. And the markets have changed, such that it's needed to drive differentiation of product sets and innovation, into the markets. But, the analogy that I use, and I'll come back to that, is the, just imagine, Ambit Energy as being a big hot air balloon and that big logo, on the balloon, and, the balloon's ready to take off, but there are these sandbags that are hanging over, the side of the balloon itself. And each of those sandbags may represent some, obstacle, that we have on the electricity side is the company, or the network you may have on their side with respect to what those obstacles represent. And we really do think it's our job to try and, untie those ropes and let the sandbags go. So, as an example, if, volatility in the hot summer days in Texas in the old regime had, Ambit having to increase, rates in order to make up what they paid a third party, provider in pricing, we can let that go because we have the generation in Texas and the capabilities to manage risk in a way that's going to create more of a stable and a predictable pricing environment. If it was, hey, listen, we just didn't have the capability to come up with or to innovate around a differentiated product, we have those capabilities because we've been doing it with several brands for years. We can untie that sandbag and let it go. And then what happens is that balloon, slowly starts to rise again. But as I said, I think we both have our jobs to do. We have our job around trying to, you know, forge the way and do things differently as an electric company. But I think on the network side, you know, all those, you know, doubts and fears that, you know, might have your name on them as a sandbag, we've got to let those go as well, right? You know, we're trying to create, you know, this hope and belief and for, to the field leaders to be able to create that excitement and enthusiasm and ask them to let their sandbags go. I think that's what the future is going to hold for us. And we're going to rise, and we're going to rise to heights that we haven't been to before.
Well, I completely believe that, you know, and I think, you know, each consultant in their own time will come to that conclusion. Because, you know, it's just, even the day of simulcast, Sydney's talking about the win back program, and that very morning or afternoon, they won back a customer for executive consultant David Nunez. So it's happening in real time, right? So it's starting to, that process is already starting to happen. So, you know, I'm excited about just the systems that will be able to be leveraged and have all ships rise with this tide, because the industry has changed. And now I'm definitely way more confident that we can actually withstand just about any wave that comes our way as a company.
You know, I just want to reiterate, too, it is starting to really feel like a Vistra Ambit family. It's been slow going, but I know a lot of people haven't been fully experiencing that. Richard and I have had a lot more contact with Vistra than most consultants have, but I think everyone in the field can feel that we're starting to meld and we're really starting to integrate. So I just love that. I do want to point out to the field that the promotion, I've heard a lot of consultants say, oh, it's like what we've always had before. It's not like what we've always had before. It literally is go get the regular jumpstart bonus, get one more customer, get another bonus, get one more customer and another bonus, and one more customer and another bonus. So it really is different, and it incentivizes the new consultants and the sponsor and the upline to help those new consultants along getting all the bonuses available to them to earn the 50% double, triple, quadruple bonuses. So it definitely is time for all of us to plug back in, me and Richard included. We've had a very, very busy fall, but we are certainly ready to get back to work as well.
So Scott, I want to thank you for your time. Making the time, coming back on this, you know, short trip that we all just took up to the Northeast and your team. And it was just to have this kind of commitment is, you know, it's received extremely well. And just if you have any other final comments you'd like to leave everybody with, this would be kind of that opportunity just to say whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, and we're going to break from here, and we're going to go take advantage of this promotion that you guys put on the table.
Well, thank you, Richard. And Mary, I do appreciate you letting me participate, you know, in the call and kind of get the, you know, the word out. I mean, you know, what I would just say is that, you know, in the short period of time that we've gotten to know, you know, the consultants and the network, we really sincerely appreciate what you do. It is not easy. We understand that it is absolutely hard, you know, work, and that, you know, how the network works is inextricably bound to sort of personal growth and development. And that's what I love about, you know, what I can see so far in this team, in this channel, because those things on the leadership side are very important to us at Vistra Energy. We all try and grow personally, you know, every day. And I hope that came across, you know, in the comments that Jim and Sydney and I have, you know. The second thing I'd say is just we're going to try and keep people informed. We know that communication is very important, and we will openly communicate. You might not always like what you hear. I say that to my team, you know, all the time, but you'll at least know the direction, you know, that we're headed in and the commitment that we have to it. So it's just, again, you know, right now we're going to be in this phase that we're trying to convince people, you know, to have hope and to believe. But, you know, to close with the analogy of, you know, the hot air balloon, I didn't share this, but the way I look at it is that balloon is going to rise, and you can either have your team on board or not. And I'm saying there's plenty of room in that basket to load it up, you know, with consultants in your team that's going to rise when this thing, you know, starts elevating. So, you know, get out there, encourage people to jump on board. I think it's going to really go places for us.
I love that analogy, Scott. I'm going to get myself the biggest honking basket I can find, a Texas-sized one. So it's going to be an exciting year. I know it's going to be super, super exciting for those that plug in. And I can tell you, this is a lot. The feeling is a lot like it was in the early days. It's hope. It's belief. It's anticipation of what's to come. And really, in the early days, we didn't know. Just like right now, like as much as Vistra's saying all these really great things, we don't know until it starts to happen. And just like the early days, we didn't know that residuals were really going to be real residuals. We didn't know that customers were actually going to save money. And we were just hopeful. We were just hopeful that the character and the integrity that we were sensing was really the coming to fruition. And that same feeling is in the air right now. So for those of you who've always said, I wish I had started the early days, well, you're here. You're here again. We're starting new. I remember seeing at that breakfast all these circles everywhere on the wall and on the art, and it was like the number 8, and 8 signifies new beginnings biblically. So it really is a new beginning. I heard it said a lot yesterday, and we just want to thank you, Scott, for just giving so much of your time. I know you work, this network marketing thing is so new to you, nice weekend calls and FaceTime with consultants, and we just so appreciate all that you do, and we want to thank your family for what they've given up to let us borrow you for the weekend. I know they're in it just as much as you are, but I want to give the consultants a chance to say thank you so that you can hear from them how appreciative they are for your leadership and your service.
Thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good night. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott, for all you do.
Thank you.
Awesome call.